Talking with one of the sculptors right now. His name is Amazing Walter. I know that because it says so on his shirt. Good morning, Walter.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks. How long have you been doing this?
Oh, about 114 years, I think it is. But that's sandcastle years.
I actually did
my first little thing for money in 1985.
Okay.
And, boy, I had money building sandcastles. Woo!
Nothing better than that. How did you get into this? I mean, how did you know this was something that you wanted to do?
Well, I didn't. I mean, it found me. I was at the Boy Scout camp the first time I did anything. So, you know, if you want to really go back to that, I was about 12 or 13. And this kid next to me on the beach says, watch this, and made a little dribbly tree thing, you know. And before long, the swimming instructor's going, you kids, pay attention. Just, oh, okay. You know, so then I go down to visit a friend at South Padre Island about 10, 15 years later. And I sit down on the beach and you go, watch this. Dribble, 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 and now dribble my way around the world. It's taken me to China, Japan, Belgium, Holland, Bermuda, Australia, Taiwan. I'll be in Singapore in September.
Really?
So it's just, who would have thought?
That's amazing. What are you going to make this weekend?
Well, I'm the castle guy, you know. I just love castles. They're not exactly, you know, people come up and go ask, what castle is that? And I go, it's this one, because they're no two alike.
It's not Windsor Castle.
Yeah,
it's not any
don't look for
castle.
It in picture books, you know.
So do your castles all look the same, or do they all look different?
To some people they might. They all have stairs and doors and windows right. And, you know, towers and that sort of thing. But what I really like to do is work on an overall composition.
Uh-huh.
So that when you stand back and look at it, I've got some openness so you can get pictures of the sun coming through it. And I'm a photographer by trade also, so I'm very conscious of the finished photo that we're going to have.
How many tools do you use? How big is your toolbox and what's in it?
Well, I make tools and sell them to the other sculptors. they're real fine tools. And basically I use about 10 tools, I guess, three or four nice Marshalltown trowels and then the tools I make and some pastry knives. That's probably the number one thing that everybody has is a pastry knife with that little round end snipped off.
There you go. How long is it going to take you to complete your castle?
The whole time.
Yeah.
I mean,
so you're still going to be tinkering with it right up to the end.
Oh yeah, you know we call that crunch time, the last couple of hours, you know, because there's more sand there than I'll probably get completely done. So I'll be looking for some quick way to hide some sand. Out here it's grass. You can't dig a hole and bury it like we can on the beach.
That's a good point. Yeah, you only get to work with the sand that's in your pile, right?
Oh yeah, but it's plenty.
Okay. talking with Amazing Walter, he's one of the sculptors here. He's been doing this for, as he said, 114 years in captivity at various events like this. Now, describe what it feels like when you get done and they say, okay, you got to go to the next beach. What do you do with your sculpture?
Oh, well, they take care of that.
Okay.
You know, fortunately, I just would get to walk away and don't have to even think about them. And if we'd have kept all of them we built, our beach at home would be just covered up with them and people would be climbing over them to get to the beach.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's not a good plan to try to keep them forever.
Now, as everybody's watching, you know, and I'm sure people come up, they have lots of questions for you. Do you mind talking to people while you're doing
this? I can't help myself. I'm from Texas, you know. We're the friendly state. In case you didn't know, that's our tag, you know. And so other sculptors put on their earphones and just pretend they can't hear you.
Right. I've noticed that. Some of them really get in the zone. They just need to have their...
I'm a people person. I got to talk.
All right. What is that you've got around your neck there, by the way? I'm curious.
That's a straw. And when you blow the scrap out of it.
Okay, so you need
you carve a little detail and you got junk and stuff and you're
That's
gone.
Great. So you just keep it on a rope around your neck?
Well, yeah. That way you don't have not having to get the sand off of it every time you pick it up.
You've learned a thing or two over the years, haven't you?
Yeah. We all exchange ideas. One of the other sculptors just walked up and hung this around my neck because he made it for me. I use a little drinking, a different kind of straw, but this is a good one. It's rigid and...
You mentioned all the beaches that you have visited. What's your favorite beach? If you could transport yourself to any beach... Where would it be?
Well, it might be the one I worked on in Australia, just because I loved Australia.
Yeah. So this
as far as the beach sand goes, I love the Florida beaches. Bill and Marianne put on two competitions in November, and I'll be at both of them. I just love their sand. Fort Myers was the first Masters competition I did in 92 or 3, somewhere along in there, and I won first place the first time out.
Wow.
And, I've been doing it a while. We'd been to a couple other contests as a team, but that was my first solo event. And so, boy, that really hooked me.
I guess it would.
And now I just, you know, I've been to all over the place.
Well, how did you get the name Amazing Walter?
Well, I had a 1971 Volkswagen van I was hanging out in. I had a photography business in Dallas. And I took it to a friend of mine out in New Mexico, and I said, I want you to paint it like a carnival sideshow, which is what he did for a living. And so I go back to pick it up the next morning, and it goes, the amazing Walter McDonald, the world's greatest photographer, voted number one by his mother. And I drove that van for 10 years, so that's how I got the name.
Amazing Walter, it has stunk. Well, you are amazing, Walter. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Paul, and we're glad you're out here. This will be a great, fun event for everybody. I mean, it's kids of all ages love this.
Oh, absolutely.
Cameras love it. Be sure and tell people to bring their cameras out.
Oh, no doubt. Well, we'll be looking for your sandcastle this weekend.
It'll be there, I hope.
All right, great. Walter, thanks a lot. Real pleasure. Appreciate it very much. Amazing Walter with us, one of the sand sculptors at Sandfest. Bluewater Sandfest opens its gates at 10 a.m. today at the Fort Gratiot Light Station. This is a fundraiser put on by the Friends of the Fort Gratiot Light, and raises a lot of money for a really great cause, too, to keep that light station preserved, the oldest lighthouse in the state of Michigan, and a favorite of an awful lot of people.